Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Good.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Talk Radio. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Talk Radio. Now, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. So if you have comments or questions that you want to talk to me about live on the radio, just give us a call at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we can communicate live on the radio. Now, I'm going to start off today's topic talking about the mask in the United States. Some of the countries, some of the states in the United States are thinking about going to a mandatory mask in their states because they're thinking that their citizens need to wear the mask so that they don't spread the virus. But they have a peak in the virus in their state, like New York and Florida. They seem to have a peak in the number of people that have gotten the virus in those two states. So the governor is trying to decide if he wants to make a mandatory mask situation in the state of New York and in Florida. And I'm thinking that they're thinking the governor in Texas is talking about doing the mandatory mask. And we already know that they had a slight spike in the virus in California and in Nevada. So those two governors are talking about having a mandatory mask when you go into crowded facilities like restaurants and movie theaters and gambling halls. They're talking about having a mask for the protection of the people in the casinos and for the protection of the people that go into the movie theater, because they're saying that everybody hasn't gotten vaccinated and the possibility that the vaccination or that the virus can be spread to some new people that didn't get the vaccination shot. So they're saying until we're at 100% of people getting vaccinated, then we should have mandatory mask requirement in all 50 states. And they're still discussing that in the Capitol under Biden's administration at the White House. They're still trying to decide if they want to make a mandatory mask a situation around the United States. Even though Joe Biden is traveling around the United States and he's not wearing a mask, and Kamala Harris is traveling around the United States and going in and out of the country, and she's not wearing a mask. So they're still trying to decide on which way they want to go with the mask situation, because they're saying they want to leave it up to the governors of the states to decide if they want to institute a mandatory mask requirement in their states. So right now, New York had an upsurge in the virus. Florida had an upsurge in the virus. And Texas had an upsurge in the virus. And California and Nevada, they said, had a slight upsurge in the virus. So they're saying those states for real should have mandatory masks. But they're still looking at Tennessee and Minnesota and Maryland and New Jersey to see if they need to institute a mask mandate in those states, because those populations are starting to get heavy and they're starting to need a mask to keep everybody safe. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. So if you have comments that you want to share with me on the radio station, just give me a call at 563-999-3560, and we can talk about your opinion or your attitude about the mask situation. Because I don't know what's going on, but I don't think that it's a mask requirement needed in the United States. I think people should be able to decide on their own if they want to have the mask, because everybody should be vaccinated. And if we believe that if you're vaccinated, that you won't catch the virus. At least that's what they said in the CDC, the Commission on Disease Control. They're saying that if you're vaccinated, you probably won't catch the virus. And so you're safe from catching the virus. But there have been people that have gotten the vaccination shot and got the booster shot, and they still are dying from the virus. So getting the vaccination and getting the booster shot isn't guaranteeing that you won't come up with the virus. COVID is still attacking older people. And we're saying 65 and older, their immune system in their body aren't allowing the vaccination to stop the virus from taking hold of their body. So they're saying that if you're vaccinated, you can be safe from catching the virus. But it's not true. Because I've heard of some people in Nevada in the senior living complexes that I've visited that have died from the virus. And they were vaccinated. And they got the booster shot. So I'm not really sure that getting the vaccination and getting the booster shot will guarantee that you won't catch the virus. So, but if you got comments about that, call me at 563-999-3560 and tell us your comments or your statements about what you think is going on with the virus and vaccination and the situation that people are getting involved with about being vaccinated or not being vaccinated. Now, we live in the United States, where it's the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we have the freedom to make the choice if we want to be vaccinated or not. And we understand that getting vaccinated helped kill the epidemic that was passing around in the United States. because we had over 900,000 people that died because of the virus. So the virus is a serious epidemic that we need to take control of. We need to fight it and to defeat it so that we're not dying of the virus and people aren't being committed to hospitals and suffering from the virus. We should be over that because the virus entered the United States in 2019, and this is 2022. So this is 3 years later, and we should be over the vaccination. We should be over the virus. And I believe that if you got vaccinated, then you should be pretty safe. So that's my opinion about the virus and the vaccination. And I'm sure that if people maintain their health properly, they don't have to worry about being infected with the virus. And that's my opinion. So if you have a comment or question about that, then call me at 563-999-3560. And you can make a comment so that everybody around the world can hear your comments and understand your point of view. And we want to know where you're calling from and what part of the world you live in, because everybody around the world was infected with the virus. And now we're trying to clear up countries like China and Africa and Australia. We're trying to kill the virus in those countries because they seem to have an epidemic going on in their countries, which isn't good for the population of their country. So they need to all be vaccinated, and they all need to be virus-free if they can attempt to get the vaccination. I don't know what the possibility of getting the vaccination is in China. I don't know if they got 2 million people that are contagious. I don't know what they can do about that. I don't know if they have shots for 2 million people. I don't know. I'm hoping they do, that they can vaccinate all of the people that have tested positive to the virus. But Australia, I know the United States sent money and medical supplies to Australia, and we sent money and medical supplies to China. So I know that we did what we could do to help some of the countries, and they should be getting all of their residents in their countries. They should get them vaccinated so that they can avoid passing the virus to everybody in their country, because that was the purpose of spreading the vaccination around. So that's my opinion. And if you have a comment or question about that, then give me a call at 563-999-3560. I'm G Money, and I'm hosting Talk Radio for everybody around the world to make their comments and listen to what we have to say about the situation in our land and in all the lands around the world. We want everybody to be vaccinated, and we want them to be virus-free, just like everybody should get the flu shot and be flu free. So we don't want anybody getting sick or dying because of any kind of illnesses that are attacking the body, because the people aren't taking care of their body. They're not exercising. They're not eating properly. They're not maintaining their health. We know that the older you get, the more you're likely to not take care of your body physically. You don't exercise, you don't eat properly, and that could be the reason that your body, your immune system, won't fight against the virus. If somebody in your vicinity has the virus, that's why you could catch it, because you haven't maintained your immunity in your body. So, that's my comment. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. So, if you got comments, call me at 563-999-3560 and let us know what your comments are about the vaccination in the United States or in any country where you are. If they still have an epidemic going in your country, then you need to have people vaccinated there. And I think you need to do something about getting everybody vaccinated. So the United States has sent millions of vaccination shots around the world to a lot of different countries. Like a lot of third world countries, people that don't have a lot of money for medicine. We sent medicine and money around the world to help people with their situation. So we tried to help everybody get rid of the virus in their neighborhood, in their countries, in their cities, in their neighborhood. So, you have a comment or a question, and you call me at 563-999-3560. So get vaccinated if you can. If you have opportunity to get vaccinated, there's several different vaccinations that are available. So get in line and get vaccinated if you can. And then get the booster shot, which is the second vaccination that you can get after you get the primary vaccination shot. Get the booster, which will back up the original shot, and it'll help your body maintain your immunity to catching the virus. All right, well, I'm G Money, and this is Talk Radio, and I'm talking about the vaccination and the impact of the virus on your community, in your country, in your state, in your city, all around the world. So, if you have comments or questions, you can call me at 563-999-3560. And we're talking about the virus and the spreading of the germ that's causing people to get sick and causing people to die and causing people to be locked down in their apartments without any food or any water, without any kind of access to any medical situation. Like in China, they are locked down and the people aren't getting any food. They're not getting any water. They're not even getting any visitors because they've been considered to to be contagious, and they can't get any outside help because they've been considered contagious, and they have to stay away in order to keep the rest of the population healthy. So that's what they're doing. And China isn't the only country that is having a problem with the virus, although it's the biggest country right now. After all, the vaccination started in China. So that's why they're having an epidemic situation, communist situation. They're not a democracy, so they can't just give everybody the vaccination because you got to pay for the vaccination. If you live in a communist country, the government can't supply vaccinations for you. You have to have the money to pay for it. You don't have the money, and you just have to suffer and die. That's just the way it goes. That's why everybody wants to come to the U.S. of A, because we have the democracy here where you get the right to get the vaccination for free, because we're taking care of our citizens, because we believe that everybody should be vaccinated and he should be virus free so that we're not spreading any illnesses around the United States. So that's why we're trying our best to send vaccinations to all the cities around the United States and trying to make it mandatory for everybody to get the vaccination shot, because that will clear up the virus in the U.S. of A. And we can live happy and healthy lives here. That's what our goal is in the United States. So, if you got a comment about what I'm talking about, call me at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. I'm G Money, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. All right, let's take a commercial break now while we wait on the callers to call in and get their opinions ready to voice their opinions around the world. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for another part of Talk Radio. Today's subject for the second half of the show is going to be the borders crisis down in the south of the United States between Mexico and the southern states in the U.S. of A. We'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
The headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Call me the big pill. Dr. Funkenstein, the disco fiend with the monster sound. The cool goo with the bum transplant.
Hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone connected to my ankle bone.
I get so hung up on bones. Dr. Funkenstein here.
Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hip.
Tripping and body smack.
Don't blow your mind.
Coming to you directly from the mothership. Pulling up the last leg.
of the beat bump.
With your mind. Biologically speaking, when I start churning, burning, and turning,
it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutron, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby.
Y'all got your sunglasses on out there.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kinds of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets. From cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio, Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Talk Radio, Gregory's Stories. All right, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. So if you got comments or questions, you can call me at 563-999-3560. And you can let all of my listeners hear what you got to say, what your comments or your questions are about anything that we talked about on this talk radio show. Now, today, we have been talking about the mask and the opportunity for some of the states to put a mandatory mask place in a lot of the cities and states in the country of the United States. And we're thinking that maybe we should put a mandatory mask on a lot of the airplanes as people are traveling from state to state and from country to country. We're trying to keep the virus situation under control. So right now, they're having some questions about if the airlines want you to wear a mask when you're riding inside of a crowded airplane. So that's something that we need to think about. If you have the right to refuse to wear the mask, or if you want to protect yourself and protect other people on the plane, take your chances about having people that have the virus, that have the vaccination shot, or people that have the flu that are flying in close quarters with you on the airplane. So that's what the decision is right now. And the airlines are under a situation where they're trying to decide if they want to leave it up to the free will of the people to wear the mask or not wear the mask. That's what the question of the time is right now, because people are flying from state to state and from country to country. And we're thinking that if everybody's vaccinated and everybody's wearing the mask, then it'll be a safe environment. But if there are a lot of people that don't get vaccinated, contagious, and they can still catch the virus, and no matter where they go, they can transmit the virus to some other people. They can pass it on, and that's not what we want. We're trying to kill the virus all over the world so that people can live in peace and harmony and have the freedom to wear a mask or not wear a mask. But anyway, if you got a comment about that, call me at 563-999-3560. 563-999-3560. Okay, that was the mask initiative that I've been talking about for the beginning of the show until now. Now, I want to switch the situation, and I want to talk about another issue that the United States is having problems with. And that's the border crisis that we're having in southern United States. And the states that are bordering Mexico, people are actually leaving Mexico and coming into the United States through the southern border, and we're having problems with criminals that should be detained at the border. They should be locked up in jail because they just got released from jail in the country that they lived in, and now they're coming to the United States, and they're trying to come into our state and bring their crooked ways with them. So we need to talk about that. because a lot of people are bringing their kids over so that their kids can get a good education and their kids can get medical support and get medicine, even though they're not paying for it. That's the question. Can they come over to the United States and can they get free medication? I mean, most of the people in the United States get free medication, but they have medical insurance because of their jobs. So they have free medication. But a lot of the people that are coming over that are foreigners, coming from other countries, they're not coming over with medical insurance. They're just coming over any way they want to and with any disease that they want to bring with them, and they're bringing the possibility of contagious disease with them to be passed on to the people in the United States. And right now, people are crowded up at the border. They have hundreds of thousands of people at the border. And the United States is just loading them up on buses, and they're moving them into the states, and they're dropping them off into cities, and then they're leaving. And the people, once they get into the cities, they have to fend for themselves, which means they don't know where to go or what to do or how to get any medical services. And if they have any kind of diseases or any kind of infections, then they're at the mercy of the people in the state that don't know that these people are infected, but they're left to the possibility that these people are bringing infected bodies into the United States. What are we going to do about that? We have hundreds of thousands of people that are lined up at the border waiting to come into the border, waiting for Title 241 to pass, to be shut down, I guess is the term that I want to use. They want to cancel Title 241 because that was the title that President Donald Trump put into effect for stopping the people at the border, because he wanted to make sure that the people were healthy and they had money and they had insurance to come into the United States. They weren't just coming in and piggybacking off of our system, because we can't take care of everybody. We'd like to try, but we can't really do it like that. And that's because, you know, we're a city or a country where we're trying to come together to help people that have problems. We try to work together, and we are a democratic country. So we're supposed to be voting for how we want to help the people that are coming into the country. And a lot of the people just think they can show up and they can get access to all of the services that we offer here in the United States. That's what they think they can do, because we have the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we are a democracy where we vote on everything that's going on. So if you got comments or questions about the democracy that you live in the right for people to get medical services, get free education, get free food services, then you need to call me and let me know what you think about that. Because I'm G Money. and I'm hosting talk radio, and we're talking about the issues affect our United States of America. Now, we understand people got problems all over the world, but we got to take care of the United States of America first before we start taking care of everybody else. We got to take care of home first, because the United States, America first. You know, they had a president who used to say that, America first. And I don't know if he was all there, but he had the right idea about making sure that America was taken care of first before we took care of anybody else. And he did a good job for a while, and then he started really tripping out, so we had to let him go. And we had to bring in a new president, somebody that would attack the virus, because the old president didn't know what the hell he was doing. So we had to pass him on. Now he's talking about he want to come back and finish the nonsense that he started the last time he was the president. So I don't know if you can run for president and then get impeached and then turn around and run again. I don't know how that works. I think once they impeach you, you're through. I don't know. But we'll find out in 2024. Because our president that was here in 2016, that ran for president in 2016 and was the president from 2016 to 2020, he wants to run for president again in 2024. So that is the situation that we need to contemplate. Do we really want him back in the White House after he had the insurrection at the Capitol building? Now, come on. Do we really want to get him, put him in position so that he can really go crazy in the White House? Because, you know, he'll have control of the nuclear weapons. And if he just wants to start bombing people, like he might want to send a bomb over to Russia, because Russia don't want to leave the Ukraine alone. But I think President Trump was friends with Biden, with Putin. So I don't know if they're working together to take over the United States. Because I think a lot of these countries want to shut the United States down, and they want to take over the land of the free and the home of the brave. So if you got comments about what I'm talking about, then you need to call me at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And you need to voice your opinion so that everybody can hear what your comments are and they can make a decision about what your comments are and how they feel about the way you feel about what's going on in the United States of America. Because we are the home of the free and the land of the brave. So we are a democracy and we vote for the rules and regulations that we honor in the United States of America. So if you got comments or questions, then you need to call me at Talk Radio, because I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. I ain't the smartest brick in the wall, but I ain't dumb either. I got some sense. I went to college. I got degrees. I'm kind of smart. And I got opinions that I'm issuing on my radio show. So I'm G Money, the pimp comic. and I have the radio show. I have your attention. From 3 to 4 o'clock, I'm telling you what I think. At 563-999-3560. That's my opinion on talk radio. All right. I guess, DJ, what's the time check right now?
3:56.
All right. Well, I guess we'll end the radio show talking about the NBA playoffs. I said we'd get there. So now we can talk about the NBA. They got 16 teams playing for the number one position in the NBA. We got the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. We got 8 teams in the East, and we got 8 teams in the West, and they're competing to be number one in their conference. And the number one team in their conference will play against the number one team in the other conference. It'll be the East versus the West. And that will be for the national championship, the world championship of National Basketball Association, the world champion of basketball. So in the East, we have the Miami Heat is the number one team in the East. And then we have the Boston Celtics is the number two team in the East. And then we have the Milwaukee Bucks is the number three team. And then we have the Philadelphia 76ers is the number four team. And then we have the Toronto Raptors, which is number five. And then we have the Chicago Bulls, number six. And then we have the Brooklyn Nets is number seven. And then we have the Atlanta Hawks is the number 18 in the East. And the way the teams are breaking down in the playoffs, one is playing team eight, two is playing team seven, three is playing team six, four is playing team five. And the winners of those teams will move on to play in round two. And right now, the breakdown is DJ Papa D. What's the breakdown? The Miami Heat is in number one, and they're playing against the Atlanta Hawks. And what's the series for the best of seven
Miami leads
in that series?
Miami leads that series 3-1.
Miami leads the series 3-1. All right. And what about the second series that's playing the Boston Celtics playing the Brooklyn Nets? What's that series like?
Boston Celtics won their game last night, which gave them a 4-0 win over the Brooklyn Nets, and which means they took the series. And so now Boston moves up to the next round, and Brooklyn goes home to watch the NBA playoffs on TV.
They either win or go home. So they lost, so they're going home. And I'm disappointed because I thought Brooklyn was going to sweep the series with the Boston Celtics, but it seemed like Boston turned it around on me. They had a better team than I thought they did. So they won the series. Okay, so now team number three, the Milwaukee Bucks, the defending national world champions from last year, they're playing the Chicago Bulls. And what's that series look like, DJ?
Milwaukee leads that series 3-1.
All right, they're 3-1. And when do they play game five? That should come up sometime this week, like Wednesday or Thursday this week, maybe Friday. Maybe they had a three-day break.
Milwaukee plays again on Friday.
Okay. Are they playing in Milwaukee or are they playing in Chicago?
I have no idea. Oh, I'm sorry. They play tomorrow also.
Okay. So they play game number five tomorrow. So it's 3-1 in favor of the Milwaukee Bucks, and they play game number five tomorrow, and Chicago Bulls either have to win or they go home. All right. And then team four is the Philadelphia 76ers, and they're playing the Toronto Raptors. And what's that series look like? I think the last time we heard it was like 2-1.
Philadelphia 76ers leads that series 3-2.
3-2. Okay. And they play again when?
Say that again?
When do Philadelphia and the Toronto Raptors play again? And where are they playing?
I have no idea where they're playing, but Philadelphia plays on Thursday.
On Thursday. Okay. So Toronto has to win or they go home because they're down 3-2 in the series, and it's the best of four. So this is a six-game series. I predicted that this would be a six-game series, and it looks like I'm coming true with my prediction. So Philadelphia 76ers will win the series, and Toronto can go home. So we'll see what happens with this sixth game that they're going to play on Thursday night. So we'll see if Philadelphia will send the Toronto Raptors home to Canada and Philadelphia will move on in the playoffs. So that's the Eastern Conference. Now, the Western Conference. We start off with the number one team, the Phoenix Suns. The number two team is the Memphis Grizzlies. The number three team is the Golden State Warriors. And the number four team is the I forgot the name of that team. It's the Mavericks, the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah, that's the fourth team. The fifth team is the Utah Jazz, and the sixth team is the Denver Nuggets, and the seventh team is Minnesota Timberwolves, and the eighth team is the Pelicans from New Orleans. So let's see what the standing is between the Phoenix Suns, the number one team, playing the Pelicans, number 18. What's that series like right now, DJ?
The series is tied 2-2. And they play their next game today.
Okay. Are they playing in Phoenix or are they playing in Louisiana?
I have no idea. Still.
Okay. Well, they play tonight. This is 2-2, so this would be at least a six-game series because whoever wins has to win two games to win the series. And if they don't win two games, then it'll end up being a seven-game series. And the winner that wins four games will be the winner of the series. So now it's two games apiece between the Phoenix Suns and the New Orleans Pelicans. Okay, so let's go to team two, which is the Memphis Grizzlies playing the Minnesota Timberwolves. And what's the series right now, DJ? Are they still 2-2?
That series is also tied 2-2.
Okay, and when do they play again? Thursday?
That's it. They play today also.
Okay. So it looks like that's going to be a six-game series unless both teams win, and then it becomes a seventh-game series. I said it was going to be a seventh-game series, so I predicted that one, that it would go all seven games because I didn't really know who was going to be the dominant team in that series. So Memphis is playing the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I didn't know anything about either team. Minnesota didn't even make the playoffs last year, and the Memphis Grizzlies made the playoffs, but they didn't make the play-in. They got beat in the original play-in because they were number 9 team last year, so they lost the play-in. So they didn't play in the playoffs last year. So this year they ended up being second in the Western Conference. So they got a chance to play in the playoffs. And so far it's 2-2. So we're going to see how many games they win and if it's going to be a six-game series or if it's going to be a seven-game series. I'm calling a seven-game series because I'm thinking Minnesota and Memphis. I don't know if either of them have any major stars that are going to shine when the playoffs play. Okay, so now we got team number 3, which is the Golden State Warriors, who was the defending champions like 3 years in a row. 3 years ago, 3 and 4 years ago, they were back-to-back world champions. So now they're number 3 in the Western Conference, and they're playing against the Denver Nuggets. And they're playing team number 6. And what's their record right now in their playoffs?
That series is Golden State. Golden State leads that series 3-1.
Yeah, okay. Golden State is going to play one more game, and it'll be over. I think it'll be a five-game series. I thought it would go 4, but it'll go 5. And they'll beat Memphis this time around. When do they play again, DJ?
Tomorrow.
They play tomorrow on Wednesday. Okay. So, Memphis, the Denver Nuggets have to win or they go home. All right. So we'll see if the series will continue or it'll be over with a five-game series for the Golden State Warriors. Okay. Now we're looking at the Dallas Mavericks playing the Utah Jazz. So, what's that series like, DJ? It was 3-1 Dallas over Utah. And what's the series now?
Dallas leads that series 3-2 now. So Utah must have won their last game.
They won last night. Okay. So Utah won two games because it was 3-0. But they've won two games in a row. So now it turned into a six-game series. That's if Dallas goes in heads and wins, then Utah can go home. Utah had the best record in basketball last year, and this year they ended up in fifth position. So we're going to wait and see what happens between Dallas Mavericks and the Utah Jazz. I don't even think Dallas won two games last year. They were in the number six position last year, and I think they got beat it was a five-game series, and they won one game, and then they lost four games. So this year, they're standing tall. Dallas is in fourth place, and they're looking like they're trying to win the series. It's 3-2. So if they win one more, they can send Utah home. But if they don't, if Utah wins, then it's a seven-game playoff to see who's going to win the seventh game. And the winner will send the other team home. So when do they play again, DJ? They probably play Thursday.
I don't see them on here. They don't play today. Wait, who are we talking about? Dallas and Utah.
Dallas,
right?
Mavericks and Utah Jazz.
They play on Thursday.
Okay. So Thursday will be either Utah will win or they'll go home. This series will be over. And that'll be a six-game series. And I think I predicted that would be a six-game series because I didn't think either one of them had any powerful players that was just going to blow teams out the water. So, but this will be interesting if Dallas wins. And they move on in the playoffs. And I wonder who they will be playing in the next round. So, Thursday, we'll see if they're going to play one more game or if they play two more games. And that'll be the end of the series. So, we're waiting to see what's going on. Okay, well, that's the NBA for right now for the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. We'll see what happens. By Thursday, we should know all of the teams, and we'll know who's going forward and who's going home. So on Thursday's radio show, I will let you know what the positions of the teams that are going forward and the teams that are going home, we will know by Thursday. All right. I'm G Money, and this is Talk Radio. And it's time for us to take our last commercial break, and we're going to play a song. I think we'll play I'm G Money. And we'll end the show with our birthday celebration for the people that are celebrating their birthdays on the 25th of April 2021. So, DJ, let's play a song. One of my songs, G-Money Specialty. For the I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know.
We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up, and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married, and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on, now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on, now. I'm G-Money, the pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than ears. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G-Money. Come on now. You want to see what a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G-Money. Pimp out. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. If I can take you there. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates.
album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
And we looked up and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Talk Radio. All right. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. And today we've talked about the mask initiative, whether we wanted to have the mask come into effect in all the states in the United States. We talked about the people that are transients coming in the southern border, coming into America and coming from all the other countries around the world. And then we talked about the NBA, the playoffs, where all the teams are seeking to be the number one team in the World Basketball Association. So that's what we were talking about today. So if you heard the show and you didn't call in, shame on you. But we'll be back on Thursday, and you'll be able to call in and leave your comments about the radio show on Thursday. So it's time for me to give a shout-out to all of my fans and my friends shouting out their birthdays on today, April 25th, 2022. So, DJ, how many birthdays do we have today of fans and friends that are following G-Money's radio show?
We have about 12 birthdays today. For April 26, 2022, not April 25th, 2021, like you said earlier.
Yeah, so, I say 2021. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Cedric Cook is 54 years old today. Dr. Tanine Brinson is 102 years old, probably minus about 50. Shaquille Gilbert is 44 years old. Sheila Leibowitz Wright has a birthday today, and she looks like a Delta, which is really interesting because she's white. John Davis has a birthday today. Zeta Chi Qs, which I guess is a user who's represents a group of Qs, is 68 years old today. Shanette Mobley Strickland is 46 years old today. Erica Pearson has a birthday today. She's a Zeta. Kenton M. Walker. Monica Bamidele has a birthday today. Jalen Robinson is 25 years old. And last but not least, Keenan Haynes has a birthday today. Happy birthday to everyone for April 26, 2022.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody. Today is your special day. I hope you get the blessings from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I hope God's blessing you with the long and everlasting life as long as you're praising him and looking forward to eternal life. I want to wish you a happy birthday, and I hope you get some today. I mean, you know, some cake or some ice cream or some pie or some candy or something. I hope you get some because it's your special day. So I hope the ones that love you and are around you, they treat you with grace and with a lot of love and affection because today is your special day. It's your birthday. And I want to sing happy birthday to you as my gift to you. Cause I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm singing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, and many, many more. Yes, happy birthday to you. And next time I'll get my voice warmed up a little bit before I sing that song, because I can't hit that high note. Happy birthday, though, to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on Tuesday, April 26th. 2022. All right, DJ. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. Time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I'll be back in the seat to meet with my meat and let the world know what's going on in the seat. And that'll be on Thursday. We're going to take a day off tomorrow to rest and to praise. And we'll be back on Thursday for more of this show. So tell a friend that G-Money's live on the air on Thursday. So until Thursday, I want to say have a good, God blesses you, and I love you, and God loves you too. Have a great, great evening. Okay, DJ, it's time for us to pray. Let us pray that we can get rid of this virus, that we stop the war in the Ukraine between Russia and the Ukraine, and that China can get the people vaccinated that are locked down in their apartments. They got 2 million people that they're not allowing to come out of their apartments, that they're locked down because they don't want them to spread the virus in the community in China, even though that's where the virus started. But they locked them down in their apartment. They got 2 million people that aren't allowed to walk the streets because they have the virus. So let's pray for all of them that we can eliminate the virus around the world. Okay, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school
and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.